Alright folks, welcome back to another day of dopamine decluttering. You know, sometimes life throws us curveballs, those big old feelings that can knock us off our feet. Anger, sadness, frustration, they're all part of the human experience, but let's be honest, navigating those tricky emotions can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. Ever felt like you're drowning in your own feelings? You know that feeling when everything just feels overwhelming and even simple tasks seem impossible? Well, I'm here to tell you, you are not alone. We've all been there, but guess what? There's a way to handle those tough emotions with grace, empathy, and ultimately find some peace in the midst of the chaos. So, strap yourselves in because today we're diving deep into the world of difficult emotions. I promise, it's not as scary as it sounds. Let me share 5 key takeaways that can help you become a master at navigating those emotional waters. First up, acknowledge your feelings. This might sound obvious, but so many people try to suppress or ignore their emotions, thinking it'll make them disappear. Newsflash, it doesn't work. It's like trying to hide a monster under the bed. It's still there, just waiting to pounce when you least expect it. So instead of fighting your feelings, give yourself permission to feel them, name them, embrace them, even write them down in a journal. Number 2. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. We're all human. We make mistakes, and sometimes life just throws us curveballs. Remember, it's okay to not be okay. Thirdly, seek support. Don't try to go it alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or even join a support group. Sharing your feelings with someone who truly listens can make a world of difference. And remember, there's no shame in asking for help. It takes courage to be vulnerable, and it's a sign of strength, not weakness. Fourth, find healthy coping mechanisms. We all have different ways of dealing with stress and difficult emotions. Some people find solace in exercise, meditation, journaling, or spending time in nature. Explore different options and discover what works best for you. Avoid turning to unhealthy habits like excessive drinking or substance abuse. Those temporary fixes can ultimately lead to more problems down the road. And finally, focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future only adds fuel to the fire of difficult emotions. Practice mindfulness by paying attention to your breath, your senses, and the things happening around you right now. This can help you ground yourself and find a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine Sarah, a hard-working mom juggling work, family, and everything in between. She's feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just plain exhausted. One day, while trying to get dinner on the table, she snaps at her kids. Suddenly, guilt washes over her, making her feel even worse. But instead of letting those negative feelings spiral out of control, Sarah takes a deep breath. She acknowledges her stress and allows herself to feel the emotions without judgment. She reminds herself that she's doing her best in a challenging situation. She then apologizes to her kids and spends some quality time playing with them, focusing on the present moment. See what happens? By acknowledging her feelings, practicing self-compassion, and seeking connection with her children, Sarah turns a potentially disastrous situation into an opportunity for growth and understanding. So, remember, navigating difficult emotions is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your victories, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Remember, you are capable of handling anything life throws your way. Just take one step at a time and keep moving forward. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you learned today that you can implement right away? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of support and understanding together. Until tomorrow, keep decluttering those dopamines and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.